You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India Inc. is all set to release its third quarter earnings starting this week, with majors like TCS and Infosys scheduled to report their quarter numbers on Thursday, January 11th, and HCL and Wipro on Friday, January 12th. According to experts and analysts, the December quarter earnings of Indian corporates are unlikely to throw a negative surprise, even as there could be some sequential moderation in some sectors due to high base and sectoral headwinds. Per Nuvama Wealth Management, Nifty earnings may grow 10% year-on-year in Q3 FY24 and are likely to moderate further in Q4 FY24. Further, another report by ICRA said that credit metric of India Inc. is expected to show slight sequential improvement in Q3 FY24. Next up, after the spectacular rally in the US stock market in 2023, investors were expecting the S&P 500 to continue rising and reach its first all-time high in almost 2 years. However, 2024 has started on a much more cautious note for investors as the market seems to catch its breath before its next move. A slow start makes sense as many were caught on the wrong side in 2023, as they predicted gloom and doom. But the S&P jumped more than 24% despite bank collapses, recession fears, and the highest borrowing costs in decades. The Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest to curb inflation has led to increased market focus on risks beyond monetary policy. Let's talk market. Jyoti CNC Automation is all set to open its initial public offering for subscription on January 9th at a price band of ₹315 to ₹331 per share. In the grey market, the shares are trading at a premium of ₹85. The grey market is an unofficial market where shares trade before the allotment and listing. The issue, worth ₹1,000 crore, is a completely fresh issue, which will close on January 11th, in which investors can bid for a minimum of 45 shares in a single lot. For qualified institutional investors, around 75% of the offer has been reserved, while 15% for high net worth individuals and 10% for the retail investors. They will be issued at a discount of ₹15 each. Additionally, JSW Steel Limited on Tuesday announced that its consolidated crude steel production for the third quarter of FY24 stood at 6.87 million tons, up 8% QOQ and 12% YOY. In a regulatory filing, the company said that the capacity utilization at Indian operations level stood at 94% for Q3 FY24. JSW Steel USA, Ohio, meanwhile, reported better volumes due to improved demand on Q-on-Q as well as YOY basis. In Indian operations, crude steel production increased to 6.63 million tons in the third quarter of FY24. As against 6.2 million tons during the second quarter of FY24, posting a 7% increase sequentially and 9% rise on year basis. In other news, Larsen & Toubro Construction on Tuesday announced that its buildings and factories business has secured a significant order from Heights, a mini Ratna PSU, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The health business unit of the HRC SBG has secured an order to construct a new AIIMS at Rewari in Haryana on a design, engineering, procurement and construction basis in Q3 FY24, it said in a regulatory filing. The facilities, it added, will include a 720-bed teaching hospital, a 30-bed Ayush hospital, a 100-student annual intake medical college, nursing college, 500-seat auditorium, hostel and residential facilities to be executed within stringent timelines. The total built-up area is 1.5 million square feet. Moreover, Bajaj Auto's board has given the green light to a massive buyback, ₹4,000 crore share at a substantial price of ₹10,000 per share, marking a 43% premium over the last closing price of January 8th. The company plans to repurchase 40 lakh shares via the tender route, equivalent to 1.41% of Bajaj Auto's outstanding shares. Notably, the promoters, holding a 54.94% stake in the company, will actively participate in this buyback initiative. To facilitate the process, a buyback committee has been constituted by the board, with the authority to undertake all necessary actions related to the buyback at its discretion. This marks Bajaj Auto's second share buyback in as many years. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 31.85 points, or 0.15% higher, to settle at 21,544.85, while the BSE Sensex gained 30.99 points, or 0.04%, to 71,386.21. The broader indices closed in the green, with gain led by small cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index closed lower by 207.60 points, or 0.44%, to settle at 47,242.65. Among sectors, banking stocks saw selling, while realty and auto stocks were in demand. The market breadth was broadly in favor of gainers, but 2,243 shares advanced, 1,602 declined, and 99 remained unchanged. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.